whenever Terrell Thomas is ready to get back on the field, will safety be a consideration for him?
That's always a consideration. We'd like to find out, obviously, what his skill set's like when he comes back, and how comfortable he feels and his movements. And so that's always a consideration.
Harry, when you look at your defense, obviously you didn't have the production you wanted last year, and you've lost a lot of guys in the offseason. But when you look at this unit, what makes you believe or hope that it's going to be better this year?
Together, we've done a nice job in preparing in the separates, in the OTAs, in the mini camp, and I just like the togetherness of this unit and how we've performed in practice.
What about the talent? I mean, is it a better assemblage of talent now, do you think, than it was?
Well, very difficult to assess that, because I evaluate that when the pads come on, when the contact occurs, and then we evaluate that in the with the preseason games. But I really like this unit.
How is Mark
Prince here for, you know, Prince has not been here for an off season really working out. What do you see from him in this third year?
A lot of improvement, because he hasn't been here and he's practiced every day, and his skill set has much improved.
You see a different, I don't know, attitude or confidence or comfort in what's going on around him?
I would say confidence. I see a nice confidence in him right now.
How has Mark come along? He's like a middle linebacker.
Very commanding. He's taken a leadership role out there. I think he has some good respect from his teammates and some of the things he's done in the OTAs. Obviously, we want to find out what happens when the pads come on.
Does he have as much knowledge and intuitiveness, I guess, of the defense as Chase had?
I don't know if that's a fair question for him right now, because, you know, Chase was really a seasoned veteran, and Mark is a veteran, not as seasoned. But I do think this, that Chase did a nice job in training him, and he did a nice job in their communication with calls and the nuances of the defense.
Do you know or have an idea of what you have at linebacker overall? It seems like you have a lot of guys that could be competing at a lot of different spots.
I think we have a lot of guys that can compete with different skill sets, and that's why it's important when the pads come on for us to understand those skill sets.
Harry, what's the last 6 months been like for you? I mean, your unit was kind of inconsistent last year. You had the death in the family. You probably sat down and said, you know, where did I go wrong? What did we do wrong last year? I mean, what's it been like?
It's always self-evaluation. It's always an opportunity to look and try to get better at what you do professionally and personally. There's no time to cry over spilled milk. I've just tried to make sure that I get myself together and make sure that we get a good plan for our football team, our defensive football team, and just evaluate us each and every day to the best of my ability in order for us to improve.
It seemed like in the offseason, there were certain days when you guys added a defensive tackle almost every day. Big body, you know. What do you think some of these guys will add? Jenkins, Sean, if he comes back, maybe Patterson. You drafted a big guy, you know, some big bodies.
Well, obviously, we like the big guys in order to be able to stop the run and do a better job in run defense this year. The big bodies with Jonathan and Jenkins and you know, I think that that's good for us. They have really good movement. I'm very impressed with Jenkins. He is a seasoned veteran, a proven veteran, and I just see that for him to come to our football team and bring the type of energy that he displayed down at his previous team and then bring that to us, I think that's a positive for our defense.
Your offensive linemen are glad he's here, aren't they?
No doubt.
Well, you added tackles, you lost a couple of defensive ends, your OC signs with Atlanta, and now, you know, Jason is probably out at least for the summer. How big a blow are the loss of those two?
I think anytime you lose talented players, it's always a blow to your team. But again, collectively, we feel like, you know, we can be a good football team if we do this together.
Can you talk about the progress, that Adrian Tracy has made this spring?
Playing with a lot more confidence, playing with a lot more purpose, and it's very nice to see OC did a nice job in training him. He was kind of his mentor, so to speak, and he has flashes of OC in him at times.
I get what you're saying about doing it together, and you have a lot of guys there, but I mean, it's got to still be tough to make up for all the sacks that OC and Jason, it's a lot of talent, a lot of pressure that they brought.
A lot of production. It's a lot of production.
I mean, is that too much to count on for players like Adrian and DeMontre Moore, you know, haven't really done much in the NFL yet?
I can't answer that until the fall, until we see what the pads come on, until we see the preseason games, how they react under pressure. You know, that'll be the telltale sign.
Do you have any idea what kind of player he is right now? I mean, there's no pads on,
No, I don't think I could give him a great evaluation at this point in time because, number one, when he came in, he was a little overweight and he was coming off of an injury. And then he's learning a new defense, a new language, a new system. So, again, the training camp will be the telltale sign.
How much did you like him years ago when he was coming
out? Oh, I thought he was one of the better linebackers that came out in his class. He was graded very highly on our draft board.
So, I mean, for a defensive coordinator, it must be very intriguing to you to try to pull that out, you know what I mean?
Yes, it's fun to have a young man come in. Obviously, again, he's coming off an injury, but if we can pull that out of him, we've added something to our defense.
A lot of the defensive backs are talking about one of the things they want to do is be on the same page for the start of next season. I mean, was that something that you've been stressing in the, you know, offseason, like not making the same, I guess, kind of coverage mistakes and things like that?
Well, we've tried to be on the same page collectively as a group, just how we installed. We went about it a different way. We tried to do it more efficiently and more effectively. How we communicated, we tried to do that more efficiently and more effectively. And just getting some input from them about, you know, what we did well and what we didn't do well. So so that we all are speaking the same language and doing the same things.
Corey Webster calls it gray area.
Oh yeah, we try to eliminate as much gray as we possibly can.
And at times last year, did you see too much of that? Where after a play, he'd be looking at you, you'd be looking at me, you know, that kind of thing.
I think that probably also comes from the amount of injuries we had and the inconsistency. We're trying to become a consistent football team. So to become a consistent football team, you have to consistently practice and be on the field.
The defensive backfield, a lot of the guys were.
Yes.
So that attributes a lot of that.
That does happen. And it's not easy to play professional football with multiple coverages and know that communication system.
You need a couple of weeks now to decompress, or are you still right into it?
I'll decompress.
Is Thomas a big unknown for you, or can you plan on him?
Terrell?
Yeah.
I don't think he's an unknown for us. We do have plans, but I don't think he's an unknown because he's been with us. He's been in our program. We understand what his skill set was. Now, when he comes back, what will his skill set be?
Have you seen signs of the old Corey Webster? I know last year he was bothered by injuries and he struggled a little bit. Have you started to see him come back to where he was?
I don't think I can answer that now. Because when you're out in OTAs and minicamp, you're trying to see your overall team improve, and individuals are working on certain things for improvement. I do know that he's coming back with a purpose, and so it'll be fun to see him come back in the fall.
You find yourself watching a lot of University of Oregon film this offseason?
I'm sorry?
University of Oregon film this offseason with Chip coming into the...
I've studied a lot of college football film this offseason, so it's a dynamic offense.
Mm-hmm. But it seems to be just about everywhere is using more of the spread and more of the run option and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think the college system is kind of taking hold in the National Football League. We have a lot of quarterbacks that have the ability to run and do that, and I know that that is, you know, coming into our league. So it'll be interesting to see.
Do you think the league just needs the one off season to sort of prepare for that defensively, or is that pistol and things like that good stuff?
I look at that offense kind of like the Wildcat. You know, the Wildcat took us by storm, and then until you can see it, understand it, then you can defend it.
And do you feel like teams are at that point now, or do you feel confident the Giants are at that point?
I think we're seeing it. I think we're trying to understand it. We have, in the fall, we'll be able to defend it.
Some of your players said they, you know, they want to put last year's defensive problems behind them. Others say, I'm not going to forget. I'm angry about it. What are you? I mean, do you want to just forget about last year, or are you motivated by last year?
I always have something to prove. I think we as a football team have something to prove. That's why we love this game. Football's a challenge. So we have something to prove.